I'm Andrea Hope, and this is To Mother.
Episode 6, The First Day of Rizvan. Hi, I'm Andrea Hope, a Baha'i mom and a poet, and this is my podcast where I share my reflections on parenting with purpose in the modern world. So I share some quotes from the Baha'i writings that inspire me, some practical tips and resources, and sometimes my poetry. Today, I'm feeling very joyful because we're about to have the Festival of Rizvan, and there are actually quite a few resources for families that are around this holy day. So I'll be able to have a podcast for the first day, the ninth day, and the 12th day of Rizvan. I'm sure most of you know, but it's always good to have a reminder. The Festival of Rizvan is called the King of Festivals by Baha'u'llah. So this is the time where Baha'u'llah made his first public declaration that he was the Promised One of God. Now, he had long been respected and loved by the Babis, and some people had an inclination that he might be the Prophet of God, but this was the first time that he openly told his followers. I believe he told a small group of his followers at that time, so it wasn't that when everyone came to see them, he told them who he was, but that he had a gathering of his followers who he revealed himself to, including Abdu'l-Bahá, his son. So I'm going to read note 107 from the Kitab-i Aqdas, which just summarizes this wonderful and momentous occasion. The first day of Rizvan. This is a reference to the arrival of Baha'u'llah and his companions in the Najibiyye garden outside of Baghdad, subsequently referred by the Baha'is as the Garden of Rizvan. This event, which took place 31 days after Nowruz in April 1863, signalized the commencement of the period during which Baha'u'llah declared his mission to his companions. In a tablet, he refers to his declaration as the day of supreme felicity, and he describes the Garden of Rizvan as the spot from which he shed upon the whole of creation the splendors of his name, the All-Merciful. Baha'u'llah spent 12 days in this garden prior to departing for Istanbul, the place to which he had been banished. The declaration of Baha'u'llah is celebrated annually by the 12-day Rizvan festival, described by Shoghi Effendi as the holiest and most significant of all Baha'i festivals. So this is great because it's a time for celebration and a time for thankfulness, and I know it can be challenging right now because we're still social distancing and a lot of people are suffering around the world. But of course, Easter is also around this time and we can see how communities are gathering together and having virtual Easter celebrations and glorifying the Lord through this difficulty and using it as an opportunity to try and return people to those spiritual principles that could really help us during this time. So I hope we as Baha'is can also do that. And this is especially significant to me because when Baha'u'llah went to the Garden of Rizvan, it was because he was being exiled from Baghdad. So he and his family had to pack up and leave again. And so many people wanted to come and visit that the family didn't have the time to pack up and prepare for the journey. So he went to this garden by the Tigris River, and this is where people could come and visit him. And of course, people were very upset and they felt that it wasn't fair because it wasn't fair. and this was a very trying time. But by showing joy during this time and making this announcement and being confident in his mission to fulfill the promise of God, Baha'u'llah changed everyone's moods. You know, he took a time of sadness and made it joyful. He took a time of potential darkness and made it light. And so this is such, to me, you know, a wonderful symbolic message for us because we are in a time of darkness as humanity. You know, this virus is affecting everyone around the world. Even if they're not personally affected, they know about it. And I've heard of small communities that aren't necessarily affected physically by it, but are praying for people around the world and, you know, feel a connection to everyone else. And so, yeah, this is a dark period in terms of bringing up a lot of questions for people, a lot of insecurities, you know, just anxiety about being home. And I think, you know, it's one thing to be home and be able to take off from work and be full time with your kids, which would be a new experience for all the people who would usually be traveling during this time or travel a lot for work. But on top of that, a lot of mothers, at least my friends, at least in my social circle, they're not taking off. They're working from home and also having to do more homework with the kids. So they're working from home and then having to find moments in between that time during the day to help their kids with schoolwork. Maybe sometimes people are getting video chats from the teachers, which can be really helpful to take up some time. But some families are just getting by email the assignments and they have to find time to do this with their kids and also work full time. Also, of course, if you have young kids, you know, like preschoolers and kindergarten, it's going to be really hard to have an hour or 2 hour class during the day with that age group virtually. So maybe they might just have a 20 minute class for the whole day. But yeah, just to say that I'm acknowledging that there can be a lot of anxiety and a lot of heaviness during this time. And if that means that you cannot celebrate in the way that you would usually want to, or you're feeling a bit overwhelmed about being able to do so many things, that's okay. You know, maybe we aren't going to be able to do all the things that we would usually like to do, but we still can embrace the spirit of changing a situation by our joyfulness and our commitment and our confidence in the will of God. So whatever that means for you, I would love to hear. You can email me or send me a message at info@andreahope.org. As I said, I'll be talking about Rizwan for a couple weeks. So yeah, I'd be happy to hear any questions or comments you have. And something interesting, if you don't know, my last name is actually Easter, my maiden name. My maiden last name is Easter. Hope is my middle name. And so I didn't celebrate Easter really growing up because from a very young age, I considered myself a Baha'i. But yeah, how amazing it is to have the last name Easter and to have accepted the return of Christ. I wrote a post about this on my Facebook page, encouraging my friends to learn about the Baha'i faith and linking a video. So I've been thinking about a Living the Life tip this week, and I would encourage you to attend a virtual Rizwan celebration in another community. Recently, we had a devotional meeting for the Baha'is in Poland, and in the group, a couple who lives in Canada now but had pioneered to Poland a couple years ago joined the devotional, and it was just so nice for us to see them and also for them to see my husband Marcin and us, because the last time they saw him in person, you know, he was this single guy doing a study circle, and now he's married and he has two kids. So yeah, it was just really cool for everyone to be a part of it together, because we're going to be having virtual Rizwan celebrations. If you have pioneered to a community, or maybe there's a community that you've always just been interested in, or a country you've been interested in, this would be a really cool opportunity to, you know, have your local event, of course, but see if you could also join into another place that you're connected to and see everyone's faces and see how they're celebrating. And I just think it would be really cool for everyone. And speaking of community events, perhaps you watched the Nowruz is Everywhere event that was presented by Baha'is from Los Angeles. It was on the Los Angeles Baha'i Center's YouTube page. Well, they're also going to be doing an event for Rizwan, and I was asked to do something for children's programming. So I'm really excited to just share a short video that could be appealing to kids. Last time, at the beginning, someone read a wonderful story about an eagle who was raised as a chicken. And so that was really nice, and it's just wonderful that they're thinking of ways to try and include more programming for children and families. So I was contacted by Yasi Mespa, who organized the event. And if you haven't heard of her, also please go and check out her music. It gives me life. She just has such a beautiful voice. So if that's something that you would like to watch, you're very welcome. As I mentioned before, there are quite a few resources about Rizwan that I'll be able to share over the next couple of weeks. I actually created a very simple video explaining the Festival of Rizwan for children, so you could look for that on YouTube. And if you know anyone who is a Baha'i who is good with video animation, I would love to do something a bit more professional. I just did this with my little watercolor arts, but it would be really cool to have something animated. So if you know someone, even maybe a youth who's just really good with computer programs and software, who could help me out, that would be great. But yeah, the resource I wanted to mention at this time is to display a Rizwan banner in your window or balcony, and roses, of course, would go really well with this. And the reason I'm suggesting this is because a lot of people are putting things in their windows or on their balconies anyway. I've seen videos on social media where people are putting little teddy bears in their windows for people to see as they go on their walks, or maybe some kinds of quotes or notes. So this is an opportunity where people are going on walks and they're probably looking around more and looking in windows, and you could display your Rizvan banner, and it could prompt someone to be like, oh, what's that word? I've never seen that word before. Of course, you probably won't have space to explain everything, but it could just prompt that curiosity, which is a really cool thing. And it's a way, of course, for us to show that we're celebrating this holiday that's special to us. There are a couple of shops that I found on Etsy that sell these Rizvan banners, or sometimes it's called bunting. And the three that I found are A Gladsome Heart, Delighted Hearts Shop, and Papalote Shop. I hope I'm pronouncing that last one correctly. But yeah, so those are three different shops that you could find on Etsy that have different options for decorations of banners. And you definitely can find a digital download. So then you could just print it yourself and color it yourself and put it up if you are worried that you might not have enough time to get something shipped, or you just have a printer at home that you can use. If you don't have a printer at home, I heard that some printing companies during this time are letting you email them what you need printed, and then they'll mail it to you. So you could see if there's a local printer who would do that. So maybe if you buy a digital download, then you can send it by email to a local printer and just have them deliver it to your house. So just to let you know, A Gladsome Heart would be shipping from California. Delighted Hearts Shop is in Georgia, and Papalote Shop is in Sydney, Australia. But as I said, of course, some of these are digital prints, so it doesn't really matter where the shop is. You can just pay to get the file. Yeah, so those are the things that I wanted to share today. In the next episode, I'll be sharing one of my favorite stories to tell children, actually, which is the story about the roses in the Rizvan garden. And so I've told this story many times in different ways. I usually did it at the Baha'i Center as a shadow puppet show, which was really cool. But yeah, next episode, we'll be focusing on roses for the ninth day of Rizvan. And today I'm actually going to end with someone else's poem. So usually I read one of my poems. But this poem is by Robert Hayden, who was a Baha'i and a very accomplished poet. And I think one of the few poems he wrote explicitly about Baha'u'llah and the faith is this one. Baha'u'llah in the Garden of Rizvan by Robert Hayden. Agonies confirm his hour, and swords like compass needles turn toward his heart. The midnight air is forested with presences that shelter him and sheltering praise. The auroral darkness which is God, and sing the word made flesh again in him. Eternal exile whose return epiphanies repeatedly foretell. He watches in a borrowed garden, prays, and sleepers toss upon their armored beds. Half roused by golden knocking at the doors of consciousness, energies like angels dance, glorious of recognition. Within the rock, the undiscovered suns release their light.
To Mother is an individual initiative and provides only the personal reflections and insights of its creator. That's me. For more information about the Baha'i faith, including access to the official writings and contacts for Baha'is in your community, please visit Baha'i.org.